back on the Spartanburgers pregame show before game two between Hub City and Wilmington. Ian Unsworth sitting down with Chandler Pollard, who had a pair of hits last night and started a three-run rally in the fifth. Chandler, how did it feel to start off the road swing with a win?
It felt good. Last week we didn't get as many wins as we wanted to, so it felt good to start this road trip off with a win.
To start the season off, you've bounced around in a couple different positions. You played short, you played second, you've played center field. How do you stay comfortable and be versatile at the same time?
It's really just about my preparation before the game, just trying to get as many reps as possible everywhere, short, second, and center during BP, so just staying prepared during practice.
What did you see at the plate last night?
I saw a good bit of sliders, a good amount of heaters, so just trying to stick to my approach and stay through the middle of the field and make good contact.
Chandler Pollard with us on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Chandler, your best attribute is your speed. It was great to see you swipe a couple bases last night. How do you think you impact a game with your wheels?
I feel like that's my best tool, so every time I get on first, I'm looking to take the next bag to give my team the best possibility to win, score runs.
Last year, the Spartanburgers didn't get to see you show off your speed because you only played one game with Hub City. Unfortunately, you came down with an injury and had to miss the rest of the season rehabbing. What was that process like for you?
It was really tough not being able to play after the call-up. It was really frustrating, but God had a plan, so it's just staying true to myself and just working to get back out there.
What did your rehab process look like?
Really just a lot of rest because I fractured my tibia, so there wasn't really much I could do but just rest and take the medications they gave me.
Well, it's good to see you back out here, Chandler. After you rested up, you played in the Arizona Fall League. Won a ring with the surprise Saguaros, a couple other Rangers prospects also on that team. What was that experience like, blending with all the other minor league groups to win a championship?
It was really fun just to get back out there and play baseball again. And just meeting everybody else from different organizations, I had a blast.
Who is one guy from a different org that now after this Fall League you'd consider a friend for the rest of your life?
I'd have to say Dylan Campbell with the Phillies. We talk pretty much every week. We're both struggling a little bit, so we played a little bit of MLB The Show the other day. And we said if we did get in the game, it'll translate to the real game, and it did for D.C. He had two homers in the past week, so I'm proud of him. Happy for him.
There you go. And, hey, you had two hits last night, too. Not so shabby. Chandler Pollard with us on the pregame show. Chandler, you came up in the Atlanta area, played with a bunch of other guys in the South Atlantic League. You got to see Antonio Anderson, your former travel ball teammate, last week. What's it like reconnecting with those guys on the field?
It's always good to see guys you grew up with, just to see the progress they've made as well in their careers, because this is something we always dreamed of doing, so it's good to see that.
How do you motivate each other?
It's really just competition between each other. Always trying to one up our friends, so just the competitive nature we all have.
You get to hang with Antonio outside of baseball at all last week?
We were supposed to, but the traffic got to us, so we didn't get the chance to.
I-85 is nasty like that. Chandler, it's also Jackie Robinson Day, April 15th, marking his Major League debut back with the Dodgers. What have you learned about Jackie Robinson's legacy since you made the transition to pro baseball?
Yeah, without Jackie, I wouldn't be here, so I give all my thanks to him and all the hard times he went through just to give guys like me the opportunity to play this game.
A great example to look to as you take your steps forward in your career. Chandler, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Back in a moment on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Starting lineups and first pitch around the corner from Wilmington.